Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about people that leave a church and try to take as many people as they can with them. Let's start right there today. Evidently, they get to wanting something for themselves. Pride gets in the way. I believe that the fault of many preachers, young but old too, is they go out to build their name instead of the name of the Lord. And so these people go out and they'll run down others. Others that are still standing true to the word. And that's what Satan does. He continues to attack those that would preach the word. Now, over 40 years of full-time ministry, I've seen people leave. And I say, well, I can't agree with this. I can't agree with that. And yet it's been the doctrine for 40 years. But they'll say, I'm against this, and so I can't stay. And I understand that, you know, it does cost something to stand for the Lord and stand scripturally. And so they leave, and yet, instead of following the word of God, they don't leave quietly. They try to talk to others, and they gossip. They run down the church, the pastor, and whatever else. And they try to get them to leave too. Well, that is so unethical. Yes, it's even sinful. And yet, they think they're right to do so. And you know what I've found over the years of all these years in ministry and even growing up in a pastor's home? And I've my goodness, I was 7 years old, I think, or 6 or 7 years old. My dad first started pastoring. So I have been around it for over 60 years. And so when I think about that, all these years around it, I've seen people that will go to everybody else, but they don't go to the person they're talking about. And they leave. We have a Christian school here, and my goodness, I've been here for 31 years as a senior pastor and 33 years total. And the school here was started in 1972. Now, we've strengthened standards over the years, but, you know, when we hire a teacher or any employee for it, they get a handbook. They know our rules. They know our doctrine. They know our stand. They know all of that. And it's almost like, oh, well, we just thought that was a statement. We didn't know you actually lived by it, you know? And God has been good to us. I mean, we've had one or two teachers a year leave, you know, and many times it's not for because they disagree with us. They just, maybe their husbands move or they have another call or whatever. But it's rare. You might see 10 or 15 leave. I think I've seen that happen twice in my 30-some years it's happened. And yet, when they leave, they're upset and they're gossiping, they're telling people things like that. They rarely ever come to me. They go to others. Now, let me just share something with you. We're doing 1 John here, going through verse by verse. And that means I probably did this, all the work on this, 4 to 5 years ago of what I'm teaching to you right now. Something I preach today is from study 4 or 5 years ago. As a matter of fact, I think it's in 2011, so it's actually been longer than that when I put all my time and study into it. So you think about it. I preach that today, and somebody hears it and says, oh, he's just defending himself. I'm defending myself is all I'm doing when I've been preaching through the book And it's from notes back in 2011. And I say that because I'm not bringing anything up right now. What I'm just saying is that if the Word of God defends a person, that person doesn't need to apologize. Okay, so preach the Word. That's what preachers are told. The only one he needs to apologize to is God if he doesn't preach the Word. So just because somebody doesn't like preaching the Word doesn't mean you stop preaching the Word. But again, we're not wrestling against people that are like that. The devil that has them deceived. Now, it's also been my hap in ministry in all these years to have people call me up and apologize. From years ago, I had a couple over 30 years ago that have apologized. I had one not too long ago that I evidently gave them some advice back in the late 80s, early 90s. I don't know when it was. I didn't even remember the person, to be quite honest with you, and I'm ashamed of that, but I didn't even remember the person. But I gave them some advice from the Scriptures. They said they got mad at me and just left. The person, I threw a funeral is where I met them, and they said, "I'm so sorry because said what you said was right." And it's not that I was right, it was that the Bible was right. And they said they would have missed a lot of heartache, tragedy, had they heeded what I said. Now, I can't remember a thing that I said to them. I didn't even remember the person. So I don't even remember what I was counseling about to that person. But if you just stick to the Word of God, it's the Word of God, not this preacher. It's the Word of God that is effective. And so sometimes people do come back, and I've had that over the years, various ones come back and just say, "You know, I made a mistake when I left that ministry. I was wrong when I did this." And some I've said, "Well, why don't you come on back?" And they said, "Well, I've messed it up too much now to come back." But I find that a very interesting thing that happens. But hey, always have it in your heart. Even though people may have said some bad and terrible things about you, and usually it's lies, it's half-truths and things of that nature. But sometimes they've heard those things and they believe it, and they had no reason to doubt the person was telling it, but they didn't come to you. They've told it, and then later they find out that was wrong. And when they finally come back to you, you say, "Well, hey, come on back. You know, you weren't asked to leave," or whatever. And many times they'll just say, "You know what? I embarrass myself so much I can't," or "Now I'm in another ministry and I'm established there. I just need to continue in the work that God has me doing now." But God had impressed it on their heart they need to come back and make it right. So I appreciate that, because that tells me if you preach the Word, God will use the Word. Another pastor called me up recently and just said, "You know, I was witnessing the gospel, and you had a young fella in your school years ago that went there from ages 3 to 6, and he had to memorize John 3:16 and quote it at an assembly or something like that in front of everybody else. But he did it. Then they moved way up north somewhere and were up there for years, and then he moved back. He got away from the Lord while he was up north. But he said John 3:16 kept coming back to him. You know, he memorized that word, and the Word of God was powerful and effective, and it brought him back after he became a young adult. I say, praise God for the Word of God. It is still powerful, and it is still effective. Now, that just tells us that there is an adversary, and our adversary is the devil. But he will try to work through people. These people will say things and do things. Now, there are people that get upset and they say, "I'm out of here. I'm going to have nothing to do with this church or that ministry or whatever it is. I'm not going to have anything to do with it anymore." And just saying that right now, probably about any church, any pastor could tell you, yes, that's happened here if they're preaching the Word. But here's the problem. They talk to others that are still there and either undermine the person or the thing they did not like. And they attack and accuse. And, of course, Satan is an accuser. We know that from Revelation chapter 12. And this is what I wanted to say. You know, sometimes when people leave, why do they try to talk others into leaving? If you're a Christian school teacher and you quit, why would you try to talk others into quitting the school too? Or you know, they're hiring new people, you find out who they are and call them up and try to talk them in not to coming. You see, That is 100% the devil, but he's a deceiver. So I don't have an axe grind here. I'm saying that to say, get alone with God, get in his word, and ask him to show you if you've been deceived. Don't have a critical spirit. Oh, that will defeat you every time. You see, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But that also tells us the opposite. Godliness never works behind the back. Godliness never gossips behind the back, stabs in the back. It's not an accuser. So when you think of that, this is also how you know a person is a hypocrite. When they're talking to you and they're stabbing somebody in the back, they're talking to you and they're saying these things, then you know they're a hypocrite. And so, again, recognize the adversary. Recognize what they're doing, even though they're saying to you, and it sounds serious, and they say it as if they're convinced. Understand. Perhaps a better question, say, well, what did they say when you talked to them personally about it? And do you mind if I go with you to them and talk to them about it? You know what? It'll change in a hurry. I found that to be true over the years. So I'm saying this not to go back and look at anybody. You may know somebody that's ever left my ministries. I've had three churches, so you may have known somebody that's left them, and you want to talk to them, or they've said something. I don't know, but this is not about that, because I still love them. Even if they leave me and hate me, I still love them. Now, I don't love them like God loves them, but I love them, and I hope that God changes their life. Now, whereas the world hates Christ and attacks him through his people by laws and physical violence, whichever the deceiver seeks to use people, and many times God's people, people within the church, by attacking. And many times they try to attack the doctrine of Christ. One of the ways they attack the doctrine of Christ is by taking away from his holiness, and they call it legalistic. Legalistic. It mocks reverence in God's house, even though Jesus cleansed the temple twice in his ministry. It mocks standards and separations. Hence, what they end up doing and don't realize they're doing is they're using the name of Jesus, but what they've created is another Jesus. As 2 Corinthians 11:4 says, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might bear with him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.